great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A U.S. Army soldier is behind bars. The FBI says the soldier had discussed potential targets here in the U.S., including members of a left-wing activist movement and the headquarters of a news network.
Thousands of travelers stranded after British tour operator Thomas Cook abruptly shuts down. The demise of the iconic company triggering the largest peacetime repatriation in the history of the U.K.
Amber Geiger walked into a Dallas courtroom. The former police officer is accused of shooting and killing 26-year-old Botham John in his own apartment.
A family of they want a man who punched a girl at a basketball game to be arrested.
Farmington police identified 71-year-old Stephen Price and 30-year-old Mark Price as the two men who died at an abandoned quarry in Farmington.
They fell off the side of the cliff.
Man with a sign at an Iowa football game last weekend saying he needed money to replenish his beer supply. What began as a few hundred bucks has now surpassed $1 million, said he's donating the money to a children's hospital.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228. Any caller can get in on the Squeak Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Squeak Creek Farm Market. But if you're a first-time caller, you'll have your name put in twice. How about them apples? You will love it. So get in there. We're doing that drawing on Friday. It's since we're going to be dark tomorrow, there probably won't be a lot of names in there. So get in when you can. Let's see here. Final hour of the Dan Morris Show?
Indeed. Day's going
fine by.
Mm-hmm.
All of our great telephone calls. You heard Catherine Harris talking about the Rosenstein and the McCabe memo. Listen to Matt Whitaker, who is an acting attorney general after Jeff Sessions, talking to Tucker about Rosenstein wearing a wire.
One of the most remarkable and troubling moments in the years-long Russia saga occurred, you may remember, when the former deputy FBI director Andy McCabe claimed the deputy AG Rod Rosenstein had offered to wear a wire to spy on the president. Now, at the time, Rosenstein denied it. Today, though, Judicial Watch announced it had obtained a two-page memo from May of 2017 in which McCabe records Rosenstein making that offer. According to the memo, Rosenstein thought he could sneak a wire in because he was not searched when visiting the White House. Matthew Whitaker was acting attorney general under President Trump, and he joins us now. What do you make of this report?
Well, the memo in and of itself is extraordinary because it captures a moment in time between the firing of Jim Comey and the appointment of the special counsel. And it really, to some extent, lays out the entire conversations that Andy McCabe as acting FBI director had with Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein and others. And I just think it's extraordinary that they were having a discussion, whether or not it was a joke, as I've heard Rosenstein allege, of wearing a wire into the White House, into the Oval Office, and recording the president. I can't imagine under what circumstance that conversation would have come up and would have been had between those two people.
Matt Whitaker's a pretty steady kind of guy, but and what we're going to kind of get from this is he really can't see this happening, but he did use things like, well, as that's what he said before. Some kind of parsing words in there.
Well, and before we continue, we forgot to do something.
Oh, we forgot!
But we remembered now. It's time for the name game.
The name game.
And the name for this hour, Angie Munro. Or Angie Munro. The last name is M-U-N-R-O. Angie Munro
And what is her name in the hat for?
Oh, well, she needs to call 396-5477 to qualify to win a Sony 65-inch smart TV from Cohen's Electronics.
And what's the special feature it has on there?
Okay, it has, number one, tri-luminous display technology.
Tri-luminous display technology.
Built-in Chromecast ability. It also works with your
Chromecast.
Your Google Assistant. It has a built-in mic so you can have voice remote control.
Do you use Chromecast?
Yeah, I use Chromecast and AirPlay for my...
My son got me Chromecast. That was one of the smartest things I've done.
It's so good.
It is really good, particularly when I'm trying to edit videos. And instead of trying to watch on my screen, I just pop it up on my TV or the TV I have on the floor next to my sofa. And it's like bigger than life.
So again, Angie Munro, give us a call at 396-5477 for your chance to qualify to win this amazing TV from Cohen's.
I like that. Say, okay, the Wall Street Journal is going with that Pelosi is going to announce formal impeachment inquiry at 5 p.m. Eastern Time today.
Mm.
How about them apples?
Mm.
Stepping into it, and then Biden is supposed to be doing some kind of announcement. He's about to speak. Hopefully we can go back to that and take that. We can't take it live, can we?
We could take Biden live. I can look for it here.
Okay. Let's go with Matt Whitaker's second part on Rosenstein wearing a wire.
You've worked at this level of government for a long time. Assess the likelihood that it was, quote, a joke.
Well, so at the time, I was the chief of staff when Rosenstein issued that extraordinary statement, and then another statement on top of that when the first one wasn't received well, and the story was covered by many, and it was obviously the only explanation that he could have stayed in that role. If it had been a serious consideration of wearing a wire in the Oval Office, then obviously the president couldn't have the trust and confidence in Rod. So he had to explain it as being a joke and saying that as a facetious matter. I don't know. I know there were others in that same meeting that also took copious notes. I would expect that since Tom Fitton and his group do such a good job that we will see those contemporaneous notes as well, because I think we're far from over. But the prosecutor in me wants to corroborate this story, and Andy McCabe at the time had a lot of reasons to write down historically inaccurate accounts, because he had just put the president into this investigation as a target.
So I guess the obvious question is, do you think, and you know him, Rod Rosenstein is capable of that?
I don't, I worked side by side with Rod as Deputy Attorney General when I was acting Attorney General. I also worked with him when I was Chief of Staff. I would be surprised if he had honestly said that he would wear a wire. But at the same time, if you read that memo, it's very clear that Andy McCabe didn't think Rod was joking, and I would like to see what others in the room thought, because I was not in the room at the time, and I think it would be, it is something that I just think is so extraordinary to even be talking about wearing a wire, whether you're joking or not, that I think we need a few more witnesses to that conversation to actually know whether Rod was joking or not, but it's just extraordinary.
I think so, too.
Okay, now, an important factor that he said in there is that McCabe had reason to lie. He would write notes to himself, like Comey would, and so this would be trying to create a false narrative that's there. So, okay. So they're going to release the transcript. Jason Napolitano is going to be talking about Rosenstein wearing a wire. He's going to weigh in on this.
It wasn't that long ago that Department of Justice officials were claiming that Rod Rosenstein, the former deputy attorney general, was joking when he talked about wearing a wire to secretly record the president in the Oval Office.
Well, now there's a new memo that was obtained by Judicial Watch, and it's telling the exact opposite story. Whoops. Then acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe wrote, quote, the DAG proposed that he could potentially wear a recording device into the Oval Office to collect additional evidence on the president's true intentions. He said he thought this might be possible because he was not searched when he entered the White House.
Here to weigh in is Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, what are we to believe?
Well, this is a head-scratcher because, Rod Rosenstein was Donald Trump's appointee to be the number two person, basically the chief operating officer of the Department of Justice under then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And he said that this was a joke. Now, if you read McCabe's memo, and if you believe what Andrew McCabe wrote...
And you might not.
You might not. because don't forget, he was dismissed from the Justice Department, from the FBI, for not being truthful to interrogators when they were asking him about his own behavior. And he's being investigated by the United States Attorney for the District of Columbia for committing perjury, which would be lying under oath. Nevertheless, he does give such a detailed explanation of Rosenstein's comments that it just doesn't square with Rosenstein's assertion that this was a joke. And I said it sarcastic.
At the same time, they could both be true.
Yes.
Mr. Rosenstein could have been joking and Mr. McCabe took it as serious.
Well, it didn't happen. And if you ask me where I think this is going to go, nowhere. I think there are other issues confronting the president, other issues confronting the DOJ, that this is just one of those unanswered footnotes in history.
Unanswered footnotes in history. Okay. Now, it's always interesting to me when we do a cut and they talk about something that hasn't happened yet, but now it has happened. So Justin Politano is going to be talking about the release of the conversation with the president from Ukraine. Listen in.
Judge, are you under the belief it would not be a big deal if the president released this transcript? I'm under the belief Ainslie feels differently, that if the president released the transcript of his private conversations with the Ukrainian president, it would be a terrible precedent even for somebody, for the next president down the line.
I think he's going to have to release it, and if he doesn't, I think it's going to come out one way or the other.
I mean, he says it's benign. Ukraine says it's benign. So if he releases it, it's not like it's a war matter. It's just a conversation that they had. If it is something that's not going to put our national security in jeopardy, why wouldn't he just release it?
I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that a lot of people have internally scrutinized it, including the whistleblower. So I think we're soon going to find out a lot more.
But there's
about
no
it.
Legal precedent to do something like this. The president's not under the auspices of the of Congress to do this, right?
If
it's privileged,
DOJ follows the law, they will give the whistleblower complaint and accompanying documents in secret to the Gang of Eight in secret. Right. The Gang of Eight is the leaders from both parties in both houses and the chair of the intelligence committees and the ranking members on those committees in both houses. Those are the eight members of Congress who will view this stuff in secret and then decide what, if anything, needs to be
done. Shortly after he took office, a bunch of his private conversations with world leaders were leaked to the major papers, so maybe that's going to happen.
Who knows?
Okay, so we do know that he's going to release it. Didn't think he should, but didn't think they would. It's getting interesting. I like this. Okay, so we've heard Whitaker weigh in on this. We've heard Napolitano weigh in on this. Laura Ingraham had a kind of interesting panel. Now, this is going to kind of go through a couple of different gambits here, but Laura Ingraham had Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, and Molly Hemingway of the Federalists. The first up to bat will be Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows talking on Ukraine. Listen in.
All right, Congressman Jordan, let's start with the Ukraine whistleblower complaint. Why is this being taken so seriously if it was heard secondhand?
Because they got nothing else. The Michael Cohen hearing didn't work for him. The John Dean hearing didn't work for him. The Bob Mueller hearing didn't work
for him.
Last week, the Corey Lewandowski hearing didn't work for him. So they said, Shazam, I know what we'll do. Let's say President Trump coordinated with some foreign government. Let's see if that works. Even though they've done that for the last 2 years with Russia, they're not going to try it with Ukraine. So they got nothing else. They're out to get this president. And this is the best they got, which is laughable.
Congressman Meadows, though, this is whipping up into a kind of a shot in the arm to the impeachment movement.
It
You're
is.
Even seeing some swing district Democrats, a lot of freshman Democrats, who are saying, this is it, guys. This is it. We finally got the Roadrunner. Wile E. Coyote is just going to get him. But they think that this is their moment. And Pelosi, still not there, but maybe took a millimeter step toward impeachment.
Well, they have, and what they'll soon find out is what the rest of America has found out on the two previous allegations, is that Adam Schiff is the young man who cried wolf. And we're going to see that with this, because this is all going to start to unravel. You know, it's interesting. The Democrats were really for Ukraine meddling in the election before they were against it. And that's what all the evidence shows. We've got Nelly Orr saying it. We've got Joe Biden saying it. We've got other DNC operatives. And so when the story really comes out, it'll be the Democrats that'll have a problem, not President Trump.
Okay, do you think he was just talking in positive terms, or do you think he knows something?
It's possible he knows something. It's possible. But it, to me, if I had to really be pressed on it, it sounds like happy talk to me.
News Show 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back. We're headed for this break.
I'm a mama, papa, coming for you. I'm a space invader. I'll be a rock and rolling bitch.
The Dan Moore Show.
Keep your mouth shut. Just smoke like a big monkey bird. And I'm busting up a brain for the world. Ooh, keep your electric eye on me, babe. Ooh, with your ray gun fire. Press your space close to my love. Drink out in a moon age daydream. Oh, yeah.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, Biden is speaking here. Are you trying to retrieve that? Oh, you gotta do that, huh? we play a clip while you're doing it?
I'm not certain.
Where you're looking.
Yeah, I think this is it. Live should be. Yeah, he just started. And it's a little bit behind, so here he comes here in a second on the video we've just pulled up.
That is quite all right. We can stall into that.
Yeah, it should be any moment now. The former vice president and senator from, Delaware?
Delaware, the white state of Delaware.
Oh, here he is.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be Joe Biden talking about the transcript and what Trump did.
When I announced I was running for president, I said I believed that the core values of this nation, our very democracy, was at risk. And events in recent days have made that even clearer. Not only me, but I think to everyone. We have a president who believes there's no limit to his power. We have a president who believes he can do anything and get away with it. We have a president who believes he's above the law, pursuing the leader of another nation to investigate a political opponent to help win his election is not the conduct of an American president. The allegations that blocked hundreds of millions of dollars, he blocked hundreds of millions of dollars in congressionally approved aid to another country, is an allegation, unless he agreed to smear a political opponent, is not the conduct of an American president.
What?
Denying Congress the information which it is constitutionally entitled to, and obstructing its efforts to investigate actions is not the conduct of an American president. It's an abuse of power. It undermines our national security. It violates his oath of office. And it strikes at the heart of the sworn responsibility of the president, a president has to put national interest before personal interest. I knew when I decided to run, this president would attack me and anyone else who he thought would be a threat to his winning again. Well, that's what he does. That's what he's always done. And know that even though every reputable publication has looked at the charge that has been made against me and found them baseless and untrue and without merit, that's not about to stop him. I can take the political attacks. They'll come and they'll go, and in time they'll soon be forgotten. But if we allow a president to get away with shredding the United States Constitution, that will last forever. Too many good, decent people have taken oath to this nation and given their lives over the past 243 years. To let that happen. Too many people are serving this nation right now and honoring the oath they've taken to let that happen. This isn't a Democratic issue or Republican issue. It is a national issue. It is a security issue. It is time for this administration to stop stonewalling and provide the Congress with all the facts it needs, including a copy of the formal complaint made by the whistleblower. And it's time for the Congress to fully investigate the conduct of this president. The president should stop stonewalling this investigation and all the other investigations into his alleged wrongdoing. Using his full constitutional authority, Congress, in my view, should demand the information it has a legal right to receive. The president does not comply with such a request from the Congress. He continues to obstruct Congress and flout the law, Donald Trump will leave Congress, in my view, no choice but to initiate impeachment. That would be a tragedy, but a tragedy of his own making. I've always believed, and still do, that America is a truly special and unique nation, better than any other nation in history. We have made the experiment of self-government work. We've always been a beacon to other countries around the world. We know who Donald Trump is. It's time to let the world know who we are. Thank you very much.
That is amazing. Because what he implied is that he was going to get Ukraine to make up dirt. That's what he basically did. And here is a presidential candidate, or candidate for president, who is advocating the impeachment of his future opponent if he wins the nomination. There's no way that one's going to work.
Yeah, wouldn't
work out.
Running for president make you immune from being investigated? It doesn't. And I think
but he implied that to get Ukraine to make something up.
Right. And also, I don't think there's an actual quid pro quo there on the part of President Trump with Ukraine.
It doesn't matter. Just the thing is, he's saying, you know, are you going to go back and finish that investigation? Let's do this. I'm going to go to a break, and then I'm going to play an ABC piece that was June of 2019 talking about Hunter Biden. Let me go to a break and coming back to that piece and Tom right after this.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Premiere Tuesday on CBS. First, they thought she was gone forever.
Siva David is dead.
But they were wrong.
Hello, Gibbs.
Where you been?
Siva returns on the season premiere of NCIS. And on the season premiere of FBI, a terrorist threat has the city on edge.
Get the kids off the field now!
Followed by the season premiere of NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tonight.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Steve Rappaport. President Trump tweeting a short time ago he's authorized the release tomorrow of the complete, fully declassified, and unredacted transcript of his phone call with the new leader of Ukraine.
Allegations President Trump pressured Ukraine's government to open an investigation into Joe Biden's family is opening up new support for impeachment from House Democrats. Several freshman Democrats, many from districts won by President Trump in 2016, adding their name to the list of impeachment supporters.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill, the president at the UN insisting he did nothing wrong in that phone call.
That call was perfect. It couldn't have been nicer. And even the Ukrainian government put out a statement that that was a perfect call. There was no pressure put on them whatsoever.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has a closed-door meeting with her caucus this afternoon to discuss how to move forward. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is at least some chance that a few showers will pop up on the radar today. Your chances of running into one are very small, about 20% today and less than 20% tomorrow. But at least there's hope that some towns will get lucky. High today and tomorrow in the middle 90s, low tonight 67. Then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, blazing heat, highs in the upper 90s, close to tying or breaking record highs, and not much change on Sunday. Still dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That is amazing. 272-9228. That's where we are on a Tuesday. Let's go to the phones before I play this ABC nightly news clip. It's 4 minutes long, by the way. Let's go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? Y'all doing an excellent job. I'd just like to say, does everybody forget what Obama and this vice president did and released all that money that we're fixing to go to war to? Did they ever even talk? I can't understand why the president never talks about that. That was, nobody even know how much it was. One time it was $30 billion, $80
billion,
$115 billion. Why was it released, and what did Obama and him get out of? I don't know. I really don't understand it.
Well, let me explain to you then. What happened is we tied up Iran's money when they took the hostages. And so there's money that was deposited in U.S. banks, and we seized it. All we did is we gave it back to them without interest.
Without interest,
some 36 years later.
Okay, so we're fighting them and stuff, and just give it back to them and just be done with it
No, I think it was more than that. I think it was quid pro quo for the hostages. The hostages that were released in 2016.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I might have forgot about that.
We don't deal with hostage takers like that.
Yeah, I understand now. I get a better idea of it now. I'm sorry, but
no problem, Tom. You always
figure
me
out,
You always right. Give me a go.
Okay, y'all have a good one, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Clint requested we play this piece before we go to him. He's willing to wait.
Oh, okay. We're going to play this ABC piece that they did on ABC Nightly News. And this is on the Hunter Biden story in its completion. It's a long piece, but it took up a lot of airtime for their nightly news.
Now to our ABC News investigation this morning into Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and questions about money he made from foreign business dealings while his father was vice president. Our chief national affairs correspondent, Tom Yam, has traveled to Ukraine to try to get some answers. And Tom, what did you find?
Dave, good morning to you. This is actually an issue Joe Biden has been dealing with since 2014. But it's come up again because he's now running for president. Republicans, including President Trump, are trying to hammer Biden over this. At issue, was Hunter Biden profiting off his dad's work as vice president, and did Joe Biden allow it? We're talking about millions of dollars in at least two countries.
Mr. Vice President, Tom Yamas with ABC News. How you doing? Got a quick question for you.
It's a question we tried to ask repeatedly.
Can we ask you about Ukraine and China?
But kept getting blocked. Questions about foreign deals his son Hunter Biden pursued.
My father, Joe Biden.
In countries where Joe Biden was working as America's top diplomat. In 2014, Ukrainians, sick of corruption, revolted. Vice President Joe Biden went to Kiev to help the new government.
You have to fight the cancer of corruption.
But then something strange happened. Just 3 weeks later, a Ukrainian natural gas company, Burisma, accused of corruption, appoints Hunter Biden, seen here in their promotional videos, to their board of directors, paying his firm more than $1 million a year. Hunter, a lawyer who had just been discharged from the Navy Reserves for testing positive for cocaine.
Mr. Hunter Biden.
He had served on other boards, but had no known experience in Ukraine or natural gas. We went to Kiev and found even among Joe Biden supporters in Ukraine, Hunter's hiring was troubling.
How do you judge what Hunter Biden was doing?
I think that Hunter Biden did a very bad thing. And he was very wrong. He allowed his name to be abused.
And Ukraine wasn't the only country where Hunter Biden's business and his father's diplomacy as vice president intersected. It also happened in China.
This video shows Chinese diplomats greeting Vice President Biden as he arrived in Beijing in December of 2013. Right by his side, his son Hunter. Less than 2 weeks later, Hunter's firm had new business, creating an investment fund in China involving the government-controlled Bank of China, with reports they hope to raise $1.5 billion. Hunter still plays a role in the fund. His lawyer says his stake is worth about $500,000. Both Hunter and his lawyer say he never discussed any of his overseas work with his father. But even a critic of the current president and his children's business dealings says this.
He should have encouraged his son to not take these positions.
Biden's campaign team told us that the vice president acted at all times in a manner consistent with well-established executive branch ethics standards. One person who did not want to talk about it, Joe Biden.
Mr. Vice President, what's your take on that? Was there a conflict of interest there? Was there a clear conflict of interest? Now, in response to our questions, the Biden campaign, for the first time, is announcing if he's elected, he will invoke a new ethics policy on his first day in office that would empower White House lawyers to monitor for any types of conflicts of interest. Now, Hunter Biden did not want to comment on camera. He says he was brought into Burisma, that Ukrainian company that was facing the corruption charges, to help with its transparency and corporate responsibility. So far, no charges have been brought against Burisma so far.
But these questions aren't going to go away. So in the meantime, is he still on the board for that company in Ukraine?
It's a good question, David. So the same month Joe Biden announces he's going to run for president, Hunter Biden tells us his term on the board expired. He says in the current political climate, he's decided not to renew.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tom Yamas investigating this morning.
Stop it there. Man, and he just said that nobody's ever, you know, people are looking at this, they haven't found anything. Nobody's, you know, even tested the story. Well, that's not right. That's ABC Nightly News. Well,
and nothing's been proven, but obviously nothing has been exonerated either.
Yeah, using their own term. How about this? Okay, so the vice president of the United States is flying to Ukraine. On board that aircraft, or let's do the China one, on board that aircraft is his son.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say? Did Joe say to his son, Hunter, why don't you come with me to China? Great idea, Dad. I think I will. I haven't had some good Chinese food in a while.
I've always wanted to see Beijing. The smog I hear is lovely.
He is meeting with the people that he gets to deal with 14 days later while Joe, Daddy, is doing things. So did Joe ever think to ask him, well, what are you going to do during your off time? I mean, do we really believe that he never talked to his son about business and he's on an airplane with him, say, for 15 hours?
No, I don't believe that at all.
So what are you going to do, Hunter, while you're in China? Oh, man, taking the pollution, mm-hmm. some good Chinese food,
mm-hmm.
you know. This is just nonsensical, and this is what I was talking about. Democrats say, well, I'm going to say it, and you're going to believe it because I'm saying it. And then you're going to take that story and run with it. You're not, I mean, just, it defies logic. Defies logic. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
Good. Man, that's insane.
It is. It's not. I'm pretending to hear the vice president say that.
Yeah, piece you played for Biden before that. Last piece, that is crazy. And what did Biden say? Ukraine's corrupt?
Yeah.
Okay, then why are we paying them millions of dollars?
Well, how about this? If they're corrupt, were they corrupt during the time that his son was working with the gas company and that corrupt nation? And he never kind of said, Hunter, these people are corrupt. Why are you with them? I mean, that never came into a conversation.
Yeah, that means the money we gave them for aid is coming right back to the Biden family. Because the Ukraine ain't going to lose no money over that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does that make sense to you?
It does. And
you know?
I mean, just any reasonable thinking person can think through this thing and figure it out. But Morning Joe can't do it. NBC can't do it. ABC can't do it. ABC tried to do it back in June. This is nuts how they're ignoring the facts.
It is nuts. But you know what's so bad about it? Is one of these candidates on the Democratic side, they're going to get millions of votes. People believe this. They're going to take it to heart, and they're going to vote for one of those candidates. That's the sad part. It's pitiful. This is insane, and it is getting crazier by the day.
It really is. I mean, Pelosi's going to announce in about an hour and 15 minutes that they're going to do impeachment.
I hope they do. I'm like Rodney, his call earlier.
Yeah,
I hope they do. And see how that's going to work out for him, sir.
Yep. And what it's going to be is Trump is going to ring this bell so loud. It's going to be, you can't beat me, so you're trying this. You're trying to do anything.
Anything.
And so It just shows how you're not for America, you're only for yourself. He is going to ring that bell loud.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call, sir, and you and Joel have a great day.
You too, Clint.
Thanks, Clint.
I'm just ready for all these moving parts to start culminating as the week goes on. Because if Pelosi, in fact, and it's now the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, all these places are reporting she's going to announce official impeachment inquiry proceedings, which, I mean, she's been receiving plenty of pressure from Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, and then the squad, like AOC, or as I like to say, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Too good of a name not to say
it. Not to say it. To say it flat, slow or fast. It both works for both.
But then also Trump's apparently about to speak as well. Like, it's just like dueling speeches and dueling press conferences, all in the middle of the UN meeting with all these world leaders here. It's nuts.
It really is. These people are absolutely full tilt bozo. Okay, so Laura Ingraham has Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, and Molly Hemingway on. Let's pick up the Molly Hemingway part, talking about the Bidens.
Financial records showing that Hunter Biden receives $3 million, okay, to accounts controlled by him, $3 million from this natural gas interest. He has no experience in the field. He has no experience in the region. And yet he somehow finds himself in this company while his father is quarterbacking the efforts to kill corruption in Ukraine, to get Ukraine back in order. How is this not the appearance of a conflict, if not indeed an actual conflict of interest with Joe Biden?
Well, this is something that is interesting, that has had a little bit of reporting in certain media outlets. I think one of the things is this is a common occurrence for people coming to Washington, D.C. They have no experience in business. Then their family members suddenly are involved, put on boards of powerful concerns and whatnot, and those family members make a lot of money. Now, for a city that went hysterical over a fake collusion conspiracy theory involving Russia, you would think that actual entanglements with foreign governments, as Hunter Biden has aplenty, would be of concern.
This is, and Trump just said that, he just tweeted that if they start impeachment proceedings, is going to help me.
It'll be positive for me.
I tell you, this is like, he is so masterful in the way he kind of brings them along and lets them kind of shoot themselves. Unbelievable. Okay, so let me continue on. Well, let me do this. Let me kind of reset, so because I need to kind of catch up with this. Let's reset, go to a break, coming back for the last segment of the Dan Moore Show right after this.
The Dan Moore Show. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1. Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in at night wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Schumer is about to speak on the whistleblower. Dueling pressers.
Yeah, Pelosi's about to talk. Schumer's about to talk. Trump's about to speak, I think.
I wonder if they're trying to do this and not Trump off the mark of the UN speech. It was a great speech today. Great speech.
I thought it was, too. I only caught a little bit of it. We played some at the beginning live. But it sounded like a re-election campaign speech in many ways, talking about how good the economy was doing.
Yeah, well, exactly. He kind of laid it out. But when he was criticizing China and these other countries and talking about immigration policies, I thought that was outstanding. Just nailed it with that. Okay, so Laura is going to now move in with Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, talking about Nicole Wallace. Wait till you hear this. Wait till you hear this.
And Nicole Wallace, Congressman Jordan, she processed all of this in the way she does, and she came out with a different conclusion. Shocker. Watch.
Trump is making a wholly unsubstantiated claim when he alleges corruption by the Bidens. There is no evidence of any wrongdoing. In reality, Joe Biden was the one working to purge corruption from Ukraine, and Trump is the one ordering foreign intervention in presidential politics.
Congressman, what did she get wrong?
Yeah, well, they always accuse us of what they're doing. This is plain and simple. And the one that's uncorroborated is the so-called whistleblower who never had firsthand knowledge of this. You know, I always go back to what Chuck Schumer said on January 3rd, 2017. He said, you mess with the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. This is one of those six ways, because we don't know who this whistleblower is, who never even firsthand saw the evidence, but is alleging this whole thing. And again, this is what, the sequel to the Trump-Russia movie we watched for 2 years.
Didn't at least one Ukrainian official indicate that there was no... pressure.
Yeah, the Ukrainian foreign minister said there was no pressure. And I think as you start to see the details of this come out, if they do, ultimately the president will be exonerated. You hit one area earlier, Laura, that I want to, you know, we said, how did Hunter Biden get this job? Well, we now know, because of some reporting that just happened, that Joe Biden meets with the prime minister of Ukraine, and within 30 days, voila, Hunter Biden has a job in the Ukraine because he's got all this expertise.
Remember, this is back in 2014. Mm-hmm. So he's, and that's when they were corrupt.
Well, and I love that Hunter Biden's official line is, I was there to help Burisma with corporate transparency.
Hey, let's pay that guy $1 million a year for corporate transparency.
And don't pay him directly into his bank account. Send it to Latvia, then Cyprus, then to his company.
Yeah, do that. Definitely do it that way. I mean, that's up and up for transparency. You know, the most transparent are the three-hop money laundering. Right. the absolute most transparent. Devin Nunes, we didn't get to this yesterday, is going to be talking about Bidens in the Ukraine. This is on Fox and Friends.
This story about the Bidens has been percolating, you know, just below the surface in Washington for a while.
That's right. It's the only least best kept secret in Washington. John Solomon from The Hill has had this for months and months and months. There were numerous stories about it. Rudy Giuliani's been on every mainstream media news show several months ago. Ukrainians have been coming to Congress trying to meet with numerous members of Congress.
What do they want to say?
Well, they claim that they have documents that we would have an interest in that relate to the Russian investigation as it relates to this black ledger. Maybe some people have heard of this, and they claim that's disinformation. And then they also claim that this contract with Biden's son was a problem. So the idea that you fast forward all the way to late July, that President Trump would have some conversation trying to pressure the Ukrainian president, just doesn't add up, because everyone knew it, including the president's own personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani.
And the question is, according to the Washington Post, the whistleblower evidently is speaking to somebody while he's waiting to find out if he can speak to Adam Schiff, your committee, Adam Schiff, so what do you now chairs. He said eight times the president brought it up. And in turn, mysteriously, the aid, billions of dollars, was held up to Ukraine mysteriously between July and August. And they wonder if there's a link. Would it bother you if there was a link between that?
I think it is very tough to speculate, but I want to go back and just, you know, reiterate what we talked about. The Ukrainians were trying to give us this information, so there would be no reason why. They just want to give it to the right people in our government, as I understood it. So in the right place to send that information would be the Department of Justice.
That's pretty straightforward there. Devin Nunes has been the kind of the secret player out of this whole thing. He was the beginning. I think he's also going to be at the end of this thing. So Nunes is going to be talking about so much we don't know.
Americans are not, we don't trust other countries necessarily. Ukraine, I don't know what they're going to say. Mm-hmm. Can we even trust what they say? But when you look at this man who's running for president, he was our vice president. He's admitted on camera that he wanted to get rid of, he wanted to fire this prosecutor. He ended up firing him within several hours. Then he says he never talked to his son about his successful business endeavors. But then his son tells the New Yorker magazine, yes, I did talk to my dad about it once. Who's telling the truth, and what's going on here? Isn't that the real abuse of power, or is the president having this conversation?
Well, the very thing they're accusing President Trump of doing, Biden did, and admitted that he did. And I just go back to, what is this all about? This is a whistleblower, as you said, Brian, that supposedly wants to remain secret, yet all his secrets, his or her secrets, are spilling out in the pages of New York Times, the Washington Post, and NBC News. We have no idea. This could maybe not even be about Ukraine. We have seen absolutely nothing. Right. We got briefed last week from the ICIG, came and met with us, didn't tell us any information. So we're supposed to meet this week with the acting DNI. Maybe we'll get more information.
Okay, did you hear? Met with the Inspector General for 3 hours, gave him nothing.
Right.
So I wonder what Adam Schiff looked like during that part of the hearing here. Okay, so Devin Nunes is going to be talking about the whistleblower had no direct knowledge. And then I asked the question, if he didn't have the direct knowledge, how did he get the document? How did he read the document? Because only certain people can get in. If you're for your eyes only, you can't just look at something. If you have a top secret clearance, you have to have a purpose to be looking at that. There are people who have lost their jobs because they looked at stuff that they didn't have a reason to look at it. They just wanted to look at it.
The president's office put out this statement. This is what the president was referring to. Quote, I know what the conversation was about, and I think there was no pressure. This conversation was long. It was friendly. It touched on many questions, sometimes requiring serious answers. Now, they're concerned because the Ukrainians need our money so much and our support so much. They don't want to get on the wrong. They don't want to get involved in American politics.
Right.
But, man, they're front and center. You know what the big story of the Ukraine is? That President Obama let them get carved up by the Russians and gave them blankets and MREs. And this president came in and gave them lethal weapons to defend themselves.
Right.
Now everyone's concerned about Ukraine getting the aid they want.
Well, no one was concerned about Russia until after Hillary Clinton lost the election. The Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee and in the House were pressuring the Obama administration, hey, here's money, get weapons to the Ukrainians. Mm-hmm. They didn't care about Russia until after they lost the election. Then all of a sudden, Russia was the biggest problem on the face of the planet. None of this makes sense. I just think what this is ultimately amounts to is you see Biden is flailing, I think, in the polls. I don't know what this it almost looks like some type of political operation. Doesn't it feel like the Russia hoax all over again? It's like the Ukrainian hoax.
Well, right. But what about the whistleblower? Because apparently the story is, you know, on Friday when we all presumed that this was somebody who had actually heard the president say it or read the transcript. Now, it has been revealed, I think CNN revealed, that apparently this particular person had no direct knowledge of it.
Joey, let's try to fit in. Can we fit in clip number 5?
Yeah, let's see if we can.
Michael Horowitz is about to come out with his report. Mm-hmm. Did they tip you off about what could be in it and where we should be focused on?
Remember, House Republicans on the Intelligence Committee already surmised and came out with a report that there was FISA abuse. So we know there was FISA abuse. The only question is there was 4 renewals on it, 4 separate times they went to the FISA court. We believe all 4 of those were fraudulent. We hope that there's new evidence that Horowitz is able to get is, you know, when did this investigation begin? When did they first take this to the FISA court? And was there a conspiracy involved? Right. Who was involved in putting all of this together? Because ultimately, we want to see people held accountable for their actions here.
Before you leave, given all of this news about Ukraine, do you think that that could actually be really bad news for Joe Biden and spell the end of his campaign?
I just have to think that none of this is helping Joe Biden at all. He's already, his lead, you know, he started in the high 30s. If you look at all the early states, he's basically either tied or behind, right, whether that's Iowa, California. So I don't think it looks good for him.
I feel a FISA report coming up.
Me too.
I feel that the IG is about to drive and they're trying to get out in front of this thing. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. I'm going to be back Thursday, hopefully at 12 o'clock. So, guys, be good. Be safe. But be back with me on Thursday at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. We're going to be dark tomorrow. Your prayers for me, I'd appreciate it. Getting my eye surgery done. Adios. Greg Budell the Great. He's next.